From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The 17-nation International Syria Support Group meeting Tuesday in Vienna was unable to set a date for resumption of talks on Syria's political future. But U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the group still maintains the leverage over the government of President Bashar al-Assad that there is no military solution to the five-year conflict.
There is leverage in the fact that this war will not end for him or for his people without a political settlement. Everybody understands that. That is why the International Syria Support Group came together in the first place. That is why we have the cessation of hostilities we have today and some delivery of humanitarian assistance. Not as good as we want, correct, but it's there because we have some leverage.
Kerry acknowledged no one is satisfied with the ongoing fighting in Syria despite a two-month-old cessation of hostilities. He also said beginning June 1st, if relief workers are denied humanitarian access, the World Food Program would make arrangements to accelerate airdrops and regular flights into designated besieged areas. Libyan security forces Tuesday said they recaptured a main checkpoint south of the city Misrata from fighters of the Islamic State. Libyan military spokesman Mohamed El-Ghazri called the recapture of Abu Ghraib a success, with Libyan forces storming the southern axes and liberating the areas of Bougim and Zimzam. He said at least six Libyan personnel were killed in the operation. The North African country's new unity government is trying to establish its authority and hopes to eventually retake Sirte, an IS stronghold, over the past year. The operation comes a day after the international community pledged to seek an exemption for the new government from a UN arms embargo. This is VOA News.